It's time for brunch once more with Gaina.
It is.
And Kevin. And before we do any cooking, though, you've got some really exciting news for us, haven't you, Gaina?
I have got some very, very exciting news.
Tell us.
We have been awarded big lottery funding for the running of the centre for the next 3 years and the cost of a centre manager to run the centre.
Wow.
Giving me more time off. So the big lottery have actually awarded us £117,000.
Oh, my goodness.
For 3 years.
Wow.
To keep us going over 3 years. So we are really, really lucky. And thank you to everyone that buys a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Because it does come back.
Okay. Can you sum up what difference it makes to this place?
It makes a massive difference because we are a charity and everything's... The only funding we get is from the cafe.
Yeah.
Or room rentals.
Yeah.
We can't put prices up in the cafe because we need to keep it low because it's an area of deprivation.
Yeah.
So we don't actually... To be honest, we don't actually make enough money to pay the overhead costs,
yeah.
Water, gas, electricity, yeah. All of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So this means that we don't have to worry so much and we can concentrate more on projects and getting more things going. And
okay. Does that mean more community activity as well as future?
Once the centre manager comes in, he will be able to organise lots of other things, community-led, he or she.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the kind of you always think.
Yeah, I know.
But
you
are,
don't
right.
You?
Yeah,
he I've or got she. Four sisters, so I always knew he or she.
Yeah. So it's
fantastic.
So it's really good. It's really good. It means that the pressure's off for me and Laura because we can just get on and do our own thing instead.
Okay. And that is 117,000 from the big lottery fund.
Yep. To last us for 3 years.
Wow.
And apparently it comes in increments and they come over and tell us how to do it and everything.
Okay.
So we're not sort of like just being given money and going
yeah.
Go on holiday to Spain. Yeah,
there's a they're big
gonna
bag be, of money.
Yeah, they're going to be controlling it.
They spread it out over the 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
So, that is really
I wondered
good news.
Why you were smiling so much.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, though, you've got some other good news.
Yeah.
Straight after this what are you going to do, Gaina?
My dog arrives.
Oh, tell us about your dog.
I have adopted a dog.
Yeah.
His name is Max.
Max.
And he's... some kind of poodle cross thing. He's hairy and white and mental. But he was abandoned in Spain.
Right.
And then he was put into the kill centre.
Oh, no.
And he got rescued by Foster to Forever, which is a really, really lovely group of people that that find all these poorly dogs.
Yeah.
And they find them new homes.
Wow.
And I have been lucky enough to be picked to have Max.
Oh.
So he should be hitting the island now.
Oh, Max.
So, really excited. Really
so,
excited.
What sort of dog again? Poodle cross
it's
something?
It's a poodle cross something. It looks like a cross between a poodle and a bearded collie.
And did you say he was a bit bonkers?
A bit bonkers.
Okay.
It's got to be. He's going to come and live with me. Yeah.
That'll be all right, yeah.
Yeah, so he's sort of races around like a...
So we've got to meet Max next time then, haven't we?
Oh, I can't really bring him in here though, can I?
No. Well, we'll meet outside then.
Yeah.
You could actually make dinner for the dog.
No.
Couldn't you? Bit of cooking for Max.
Are you saying I make dogs dinners?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I would never say that. Come on. So what are you making for us today?
Right, today we've made mushroom tagliatelle.
Uh-huh.
This is very easy, very quick, very vegetarian.
Does it involve mushrooms and tagliatelle?
It certainly does. It certainly does. So firstly, boil a pan of water, slightly salted.
Yeah.
Drop in your tagliatelle, as much portion as you want. You'll find it comes in rings.
Yeah.
So usually three rings of the tagliatelle is one portion.
Yeah.
So if you put half a dozen rings in, you've probably got a good amount there.
Yeah.
So while that's cooking, in a wok, because I always use a wok because it's easier.
Or a big saucepan.
Or a big frying pan.
So
A large white onion, sliced and diced.
Yes.
A couple of cloves of garlic.
Yeah.
Sliced and crushed and beaten to a pulp. Drop in a little bit of olive oil into your pan, drop those in and let them sizzle. Then you add as many mushrooms as you want. To be honest, you can do it to taste.
Yeah.
So if I was making it for Laura, I'd probably put like a whole punnet and some.
Yeah.
So it depends how many.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can add peppers and whatever else you want, but the main ingredient is mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Slice them, add those to the softened onion and garlic.
Right.
Then you add a tin of mushroom soup.
Oh, right. Very mushroomy.
Very mushroomy.
Yeah.
By which point your tagliatelle should be cooked.
Yeah.
So you strain off the tagliatelle, add it to the mushroom sauce,
yeah,
mix it all together, and then you've got a really nice healthy vegetarian meal in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And
okay,
it's real cheap.
Yeah. Is that one of your favourites?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. Oh, fantastic. So all you need is a bag of tagliatelle,
yeah,
from the shop, tin of mushroom soup, punnet of mushrooms.
Yeah, an onion, garlic, know, and if you want to add peppers,
yeah,
go for your life.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And no meat.
No meat.
So a veggie special.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, right, fantastic. Oh, well, so, that was quick, yeah, and easy, wasn't it?
It was. Because that is one of my quick ones that I do at home.
Yeah, I know. So you can finish tea now.
Yeah.
Oh,
just chill out.
Yeah. So, cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gaynor.
See you next time.
See you next week.